If you're not doing what you love and loving what you do, then you'll never reach mastery in your life. And I'd like to say to everybody watching this program, and I know it sounds simple, and you might even be saying, yeah, well, that's easy for you to say, but you don't know about the conditions of my life, and you don't know about my mortgages, and you don't know about all of the things that I've gone on in my life. And I'd like to suggest to you that you remember that when you put your attention on what you don't want or what you can't do, then what you can't do is what you will continue to manifest and materialize into your life. You have to learn how to shift your attention off of what you don't want and can't do onto what you do want and can do. And that means changing your thought pattern. And I'd like to say to everyone watching, if you're not doing what you love and loving what you do, you have two choices to make. One is to change what you're doing, or two is to change how you feel about what you're doing. And that's something that you can do in an instant. But if you have unconditional love, and my wife got us tickets not too long ago to see the three tenors. And we went and we saw this beautiful concert at an outdoor football stadium. And these people, I mean, they sang from their soul. And as they did, Placido Domingo and Carreras and Lucian Pavarotti. Pavarotti walked out about 45 minutes into the program. I should say he just sort of kind of waddled out, you know, I mean, he just, and you couldn't, because where we were sitting, they looked like little bugs on the stage, but they had a 30-foot screen on either side of the stage so that his face was 30 feet high, so that, you know, any little crease looked like, you know, the Red River Valley, right, and every hair looked like a big rope. And what we saw in Pavarotti, who many consider to be the greatest tenor alive on the planet today, certainly one of the greatest, what I got from watching him sing is that this man is in love with what he's doing. Now, he's gone to practice. Everybody goes to practice. And he's studied. Obviously, he's studied. But that isn't what makes him a master. What made him a master to me is that he was exuding, I love what I'm doing, and I'm doing what I love. It's how I feel about my writing. It's how I feel about speaking here and performing and putting out a program such as this. It's almost like you have to blur the line between your work and your play. I never know when I'm working and when I'm playing. I have people say to me, even today, you know, and I'm 58 years old, I hear people saying to me, when are you going to get a job? Because I don't really know when I'm working and when I'm playing. It's all been blurred. There is this wonderful love. There is a story of unconditional love, a very profound story. It's a story that I read in a newspaper on Christmas morning, 1995. And it was a story of a woman who was taking care of her daughter and had been taking care of her at that time for a quarter of a century, 25 years. And her daughter's name is Eduarda, and she had slipped into a diabetic coma back on the 3rd of January, 1970. And this woman took her daughter to the hospital in southern Florida, and Eduarda was slipping into this coma. Into this diabetic coma. She had been taking an oral form of insulin, and it wasn't, and she had some flu-like symptoms, and she began to slip away. And she said to her mother, who was holding her hand at the time, "You won't leave me, will you, Mommy?" And her mother said, "I would never leave you. I promise. And a promise is a promise." Now, she was a school teacher, and her husband was a football coach and teacher. And so they had limited income and very little insurance. And they were told by all of the government health people that if they didn't take their daughter and put her into a home, that they wouldn't be able to receive medical care because bringing her home meant that she wasn't sick. Somehow, that's the logic. But she had made a promise.